Welcome to the first Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. This is going to be a weekly podcast featuring HLGU alumni, events, campus news, and more. I'm Lauren Yaus, the HLGU Alumni Director. My guest today is Dr. Ray Carty, VP of Institutional Advancement here at Hannibal LaGrange, and we are coming to you from the Burt Studio on HLGU campus. So Dr. Carty, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for allowing me to.
And I hear you have a great story for me.
I do have a great story, but first let me say thank you to you for allowing me to be your first guest for this new series. And let me thank Tim Fenton as well for all the work that he has done and put into this Burt Studio, the new broadcast studio at Hannibal LaGrange. It really is very contemporary. Tim is technology savvy, and we really have a wonderful facility here from which to broadcast.
Well, he is an alum, so are we surprised?
Ah, indeed. Knowledge for service, HLG, and no doubt about it.
All right.
Let me say, HLGU, I so apologize. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're going to tell me all about Dr. T.M. Matthews, which some of our alumni, if they're good at reading signs, might
remember.
Know about.
Exactly. Dr. T.M. Matthews attended LaGrange College, and of course that was our founding. As you know and remember, in 1858 we began as the LaGrange Male and Female Seminary. We then became a LaGrange College, and Dr. T.M. Matthews attended LaGrange College and graduated in 1922. Dr. Matthews went on to become a physician and began his medical practice in 1928, and he spent most of his time, most of his career in Bowling Green, Missouri as the physician there. He also was a great alumni, a great supporter, and a trustee for Hannibal LaGrange College at that time, of which we very much appreciate that. In 1983, he decided that his physical health would no longer allow him to serve as a trustee after he had for many, many years. And he served with Dr. Martin, the last president that with whom he served. And in 1983, the science building at that time, when he resigned from the Board of Trustees, was named in his honor. So we had the T.M. Matthews Science Building for several years. As we now know, that building has been replaced by the Carroll Science Center. That's a very contemporary and new facility, but we really appreciate Dr. T.M. Matthews. During his time as a physician and working with Dr. Martin and working with a gentleman by the name of Hutt Green, who was an employee of Hannibal LaGrange at that time in the development area, he set up a remainder trust. It's a trust, a living trust, where he left an estate. First, it's a remainder trust, so he first left that to his family, to his daughter. He had one daughter. So when he passed away, the trust went to his daughter. When she passed away, which was just this last year, the trust then went to the Missouri Baptist Foundation, with Hannibal LaGrange University being the sole recipient of those funds. So as it gathers interest, as it grows, Hannibal LaGrange will help to be endowed and sustained by the gift that Dr. Matthews set up years ago in the late 70s, early 80s. Very much. Dr. Matthews also was a descendant of James Lillard, who was one of the founders, actually, of LaGrange College and thus Hannibal LaGrange University. He referred to him in some writings as Uncle Jimmy Lillard. In our history book, it's James Lillard, however, because he was one of the founding, maybe the founding person, that gathered the money together to support the Wauconda Baptist Association and our founding. So Dr. Matthews goes back a long way, and his heritage and legacy goes back a long way with Hannibal LaGrange. But Lauren, you know, we have a lot of families like that.
Yeah, we do.
We have a lot of legacy families.
But he is literally affecting people 100 years after he graduated.
Exactly. And it is 100 years.
Talk about a legacy.
It is a legacy, for sure. He's affecting people. We've already received one interest check at Hannibal LaGrange, and that'll be used for some scholarships and for some needs. But we will continue to receive that. He left a pretty sizable amount to the Missouri Baptist Foundation for their control for Hannibal LaGrange. One of the things that I want to be about at Hannibal LaGrange is the sustainability, the endowment of Hannibal LaGrange. And yeah, he has added to that significantly. And we can use that money now, his gift, to support knowledge for service in students that are coming right now to Hannibal LaGrange that God has called here, that they need to be here, that he wants them to be here so that they can strengthen the talents and gifts and ability that God has given them to go out and do kingdom work, first at Hannibal LaGrange, through Hannibal LaGrange, and then in the world as well. What a legacy.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, I want to see this place around in 100 years.
And it will be, with people like Dr. Matthews going forward, making a difference, not just for Hannibal LaGrange, but through Hannibal LaGrange and through the students of Hannibal LaGrange, because that's why we exist.
It is.
The students of Hannibal LaGrange. He was an individual that served us as being a trustee, served us as being a student first and then a trustee, and then he serves us and continues to serve us through his life estate with his remainder trust.
That is a great story.
It
thank
is a
you
great
for
story.
Sharing it.
Certainly. Thank you for allowing me to.
Yeah, and hopefully some of our alumni kind of remember that science building
exactly.
And the sign that was outside and thought, who is this T.M. Matthews?
Now
you know.
Indeed. Now we know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not to be forgotten.
All right. So for our listeners, if they're kind of curious, how can I impact students, you know, years after my graduation? How can they go about setting up a trust or a will or just to leave something to HLGU when they pass?
Exactly, through planned giving. Planned giving. One of the ways that our alumni, the friends of Hannibal LaGrange, can really support us going forth, not just today, of course today, but also going forth for a day that they won't see, that I won't see, that you won't see, and that Dr. Matthews won't see. But they're still impacting people for Christ through Hannibal LaGrange. We have a planned giving program. We have relationships with a couple of foundations that can help us set up planned giving estates, that can help us with a will.
Because you don't have to leave everything to Hannibal LaGrange.
You don't have to leave.
You could do a percentage. You could do a dollar amount.
And that's one of the things we suggest, that at least as you think about your estate, you know, consider including Hannibal LaGrange as one of your dependents, as you would with, I want you to take care of your family, of course. I want to take care of my family. But I also want to make sure that the legacy of Hannibal LaGrange for Christ is strong. So consider a planned giving program. We also, of course, accept and work with appreciated assets, because we don't just take money to support us. We also take stuff. Okay,
sure.
Things, items, sometimes stocks. We get stocks every year as well. Appreciated assets could be lots of things. Could be land. Could be, we have a new program called Gifts of Grain to support our new agribusiness track in the business division so that a producer, an agriculture producer, can go to the elevator and tell when they sell their grain, can say, give Hannibal LaGrange 100 bushels of this corn or this beans or this Milo or whatever it might be, and we will set up an account and we will accept it in that manner. And that helps a lot of producers with IRS items, and it also helps Hannibal LaGrange. That's a unique gift. That's a new program for us.
So there are so many ways to give to Hannibal LaGrange that aren't necessarily cash and that don't have to be right now.
That is correct.
So how can someone set up a will or a living trust?
Well, they can all, of course, go to the website. There is some information there. But I would invite people just to do an old-fashioned phone call. 573-629-3094 is my desk phone. Let me do it again. 573-629-3094 is my desk phone. Carla Steinbeck is our coordinator in our office, and her phone is 573-629-3124. Again, 573-629-3124. And Lauren, they could call you as well.
They could call me. You're going to see if I know my phone number, aren't you? It's 573-629-3126.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
So we're all over the website.
We are here to serve. And we're not just asking for things. We are helping you to help Hannibal LaGrange do their service, knowledge for service. We want to be about kingdom work.
Yes.
At Hannibal Grange.
Yes, and really, if alumni are listening, you know, think about the scholarships you got. Somebody gave so you could come to Hannibal Grange.
We wrote an article not long ago that encouraged people to think about, you know, how they financed their education when they were here. And if they received scholarships that someone gave, they probably don't even know who that person is. Maybe they came to my office for lots of years. We were working with the Endowed Scholarship Program. Maybe they came to my office. Maybe not. But if so, you know, and they received a scholarship from Hannibal LaGrange University, then I would hope that whoever received a scholarship would consider scholarshipping someone else, at least to start. Doesn't have to be big, but at least to start.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every bit helps.
We can do it.
All right. Well, I think this concludes our first podcast of Scarlet, Blue, and You.
How nice is that? So Scarlet, Blue, and You.
Do you know what that comes from?
I do know what that comes from, but I'm not going to sing it right now.
Okay. We'll work on that. All right. Well, this is Lauren Yauss, Alumni Director, Dr. Ray Carty, VP of Institutional Advancement. Thank you so much for joining us. This is hopefully going to be a weekly thing. That's the goal. And we just wish blessings on you and your home.